60% of the cropland in the state has had too much rain this spring, especially in central and southern Wisconsin. There's standing water in many low-lying areas, and that's not conducive to crop growth. Young corn and soybean plants are especially hard hit. They're showing signs of stress, and many farmers are trying to replant their fields. The dampness also threatens to lower the quality of hay. Mike Lester is a statistician with the Federal Agriculture Department in Wisconsin. He says the next 14 days may be critical for those three important crops.
I think it's too early to tell right now. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have a better handle on that. What we really need now is some sunshine and heat very soon to dry out the fields and so the crops can start resuming their growth patterns.
There's one kind of plant that's thriving in all the extra rain, and that's weeds. The showers and storms not only help them choke off crops, but they wash away pesticides as soon as farmers apply them. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.